It's time for Mind Your Business on 710 WOR and the iHeartRadio Network to present the weekly business radio show produced by the award-winning marketing firm Bottom Line Marketing Group, BLMG, sharing business and marketing strategies to make you and your business successful. Now, here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis.
Thank you for joining me on another edition of Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis, broadcasting at 10 p.m. on Sunday nights in the New York, New Jersey metro area, right here on 710 WOR and throughout America on the powerful iHeart Radio Network. Yeah, I open by saying a special thank you to our loyal following of Mind Your Business. We've been on the radio since 2015, and we say welcome aboard to our new listenership on our new home, 710 WOR and the iHeart Radio Network. The weekly show, the Mind Your Business Show, features interviews with Fortune 500 executives, business leaders, and marketing gurus such as Stephen Sadov, the former CEO of Saks Fifth Avenue, Joe Hart, president and CEO of Dale Carnegie, John Sculley, the former CEO of Apple and Pepsi, Beth Comstock, former vice chair and CMO at GE, among the hundreds of interviews with corporate leaders that we've had on this great show. Every past episode is available by going to mybradio.com, mybradio.com, and we cover such a wide range of professions and business categories: sales, marketing and advertising, leadership, financial planning, strategic planning, hiring superstars, and so much more. Stay tuned for tonight's edition of Mind Your Business, where you'll gain solid advice to get you ahead in today's business world. Before I get to my great guest each week, just to be a mensch, I open with some thank yous. Special thank you to the great team at BLMG. Srili, Michal, Bracha, Matt, Miriam, Avigail, Malki, thank you. To Darren and the entire programming team at 710 WOR. Zev Brenner, the veteran radio personality who precedes me here on 710 WOR. Thank you, Zev. And to all those who stop me anywhere and give me feedback, I really do appreciate it. Finally, we are syndicated on many channels. The Lakewood Scoop, which features the daily business class clips. Visit them on Instagram. Nucky Radio, NuckyRadio.com. The Jewish Home. Tonight's edition probably will turn into a Q&A format of selected questions that appear on tonight's show. Business Class Clips. And, of course, we're on all the popular podcasting channels, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, TuneIn, Player.fm, and, of course, on our robust YouTube channel. Never miss an informative show by subscribing at 710 WOR on our YouTube platform. Without further ado, going to tonight's incredible guest, Jake Martyr, CEO of YM Ventures, and Abe Klugman, President of Sales at YM Ventures. Before I get to my guests, a little bit about the company. YM Ventures was established in 2014. YM Ventures assists small businesses in obtaining working capital from its network of funding sources. They structure programs to suit each individual business's cash flow without the time, restrictions, and red tape of a local bank. Through honesty and integrity, YM Ventures is committed to ensuring clients get the loan that works for them. On tonight's show, we will discuss stigma versus reality, how a private loan company is the ideal solution for you, how to get the loan that fits your business, and corporate culture, how powerful is it for any business. With that intro, we give a warm welcome to Jake Martyr, Abe Klugman. Thank you for joining me here on 710 WOR.
Yitzhak, thank you for having myself and Jake. It is a real pleasure to be on the show.
I second that.
You know, by the way, I sense the corporate culture. We're going to get to a little bit later in the show. But right away, this, you know, Jake is the CEO, but Abe jumps in. What does that say? That's, you know, it's a very comfortable environment. They, you know, actions speak louder than words. I just got to put that out there, Jake. So you're doing a great job.
Thank you.
I'm going to jump in first to Jake, and then I'll turn to Abe. I always love asking this question of successful people. And that is, you know, today's day and age, people think, they hear about success. You know, you jump into the corporate world and like overnight you're a CEO. It doesn't work like that. Perhaps you could tell us about your journey, Abe, and then to Jake, and then I turn to Abe. Tell us about the journey. What was it like?
Absolutely. So Yitzhak, actually I hail from Brooklyn, New York.
Hey!
Flatbush.
Lonsman, yeah.
And I'm actually the youngest of nine. And the first of my family to really venture out into the business world.
No pun intended.
But But, you know, many of the values that I learned in school and from my home and my parents growing up definitely stayed with me and transitioned over into me and my business now, and definitely appreciate it for that. Mm-hmm. So I actually got into the funding business right after high school. I realized, you know, like a lot of other teenagers, maybe coming from religious or observant schools, mm-hmm. that, you know, school really wasn't for them anymore. And I was looking for a job. My dad, who was a teacher in 12th grade in a high school for many years, he still keeps his relationship going with some of his good students. And he studies with them on a weekly basis, some even on a daily basis. Yes. And one of his former students, his name is Jay Cohen. He was at that time, this is back in 2006, starting a funding company. Mm-hmm. Back then when alternative financing was really unheard of. It was really you go to the bank or you go broke. And my dad was like, hey, you know, he's starting out this new funding company. It was in the city. It was, I believe it was called Principus Capital. And I was like, okay, sure, we'll give it a try. And I remember showing up there and it was, you know, most people we called on the phone, you know, we would pitch them or tell them about our products and nobody heard of it. You know, now like, you know, you call someone up for business financing and most people already like, oh, I get 100 calls. Like back then, no one was even doing this. And I remember we were calling leads off of basically a phone book. And it was difficult to say the least. I remember the first deal I closed actually was a pet shop in Brooklyn. And it was a few months in. I was just so desperate to just get a deal done. I was like, all right, I'm driving down there to this guy's store. And I'm going to get this. I want to make this deal happen. And I took the train down. I think it was the F train down to Prospect Park. Okay. Showed up at this guy's store with the contracts in my hand. I was like, all right, you know, let's make this happen. It was funny because I told him my name and he was like, Martyr, the name's familiar. Is your dad was a rabbi in 12th grade in Kamenitz.
Wow.
And at that time I was, you know, not as observant as or religious as I am now. And I don't think I was wearing a kippah. And I was like, I don't know who that is. And he was like, oh,
but it's your dad.
He was like, okay, never mind. But you know what? We actually got the deal done, and that was the first deal that I closed, the first of many, thank God. And,
wow.
You know, from there, it was a long journey. I worked for that company for a few years, and I transitioned into a few other cash advance companies. I actually took a break from the industry for a short time because it was right during the financial crisis of 2008. But, you know, through all the companies that I've been, I gained a lot of knowledge and experience and, you know, started my own.
Excellent. Now I turn to Abe.
So I began my professional career working for a company called Clipper Equity. You know, mm-hmm. they're a publicly traded firm out of New York City. Mm-hmm. They focus on multifamily properties. You know, I worked under someone, J.J. Bistritzer, and he ultimately trained me in and gave me the experience that allowed me to have, you know, the sort of understanding when it comes to financing, understanding when it comes to business management. And ultimately, I think the most important thing that I learned mm-hmm. working for that company was how to manage a team. And I think that skill is what allowed me and to segue to the current industry that I'm, you know, the financing aspect of what we focus on, managing a team.
By the way, that's a great point that you raised, because managing a team is not as easy as it sounds. There's you got to be a psychologist. You have to understand people's moods, what makes them tick, what makes them function, what drives them. So you have to really manage all this. So you got that training already at the.
It's all about understanding how to motivate people.
That's right.
Once you understand that, you know, the job becomes way easier.
Turning back to Jake, can you explain the difference, please, between a bank loan, a private loan, and what YM Ventures provides?
It's a great question, Yitzchak. So really what it boils down to is, number one, communication. So for a bank loan, for example, you may walk into your local Chase or Bank of America until you get an appointment, speak to a loan officer, and, you know, besides for the application taking, you know, usually 4 to 6 weeks just to really get an answer back, mm-hmm. you know, if you're in a tough position and you need it quicker, there's no one really to urge along. And let's say it's, you know, later in the afternoon, most bankers are already home. You know, they're leaving for the weekend, Thursday afternoon, Friday. So in addition for us not being that 9-to-5 kind of company, we're really there whenever they need us, you know, obviously except for Shabbat. But, you know, we know how to package a loan in a way that a lender may be more agreeable to take your loan application. So besides for us packaging the loan for you, we also find the best product to suit your needs. You know, for example, you mentioned bank or private loan. If you walk into any institution or call up a private company, mm-hmm. they'll most likely pitch you the product that they offer or want you to take, you know, which may actually not be the right fit for you. So the advantage of going to a company like YM Ventures is because we partner with a whole facet of different products, such as lines of credit, factoring, SBA loans, we'll actually have a conversation with you to determine what the best product for you is for your long-term growth and advise you in that direction as opposed to just pushing something on you that doesn't really make sense for the long-term. And last of all, because of the relationships we have with our partners and investors, very often we have the advantage over you going to them directly. Because of the volume of business that we do, we actually get significant discounts on some of the products, which we translate into savings for you, as well as the ability to push your loans through quicker with more expertise as opposed to you trying to do it on your own.
Abe, this is just a key question that I'm sure is on the list, is on the mind of the listeners, and that is, what's the process for getting a loan? How long does it? We know by a bank it could take months. I mean, just saying it straight. How long does it take, and what's the process like at the at YM Ventures?
So the process really varies in general when it comes to financing. It's mm-hmm. really dependent on what type of financing you're looking for. Just to give you an example, at YM Ventures, what we do is we do in-house underwriting prior to sending it out to the investor, the bank, or, you know, the funder. Mm-hmm. So all we'll need to get a better understanding of your revenue flow and, you know, the cash flow and revenue flow and profit margins, et cetera, is a couple bank statements. Once we receive a couple bank statements, we can understand, say, okay, this person can be qualified for an SBA loan, this person can be qualified for short-term financing, this person can be qualified for factoring. So it's pretty simple. All we need is some statements, and that's pretty much the process.
You make it sound very simple. It's really that simple?
I'll elaborate a bit more. So any of your listeners that are sort of looking for financing.
Right.
Okay. So if they're looking for an SBA loan, they do know that SBA does take a little more time. Yeah. But initially, the bank statements allow us as a broker to get an understanding of what's happening in the business. What are the daily, what does payroll
expenses,
look like? What do the expenses look like? You know, there's a whole combination of different factors that we'll look at, and that will allow us to come back to the table and say, okay, we advise you to go ahead with an SBA loan. And obviously the SBA is going to require tax returns and additional documentation.
My guests this evening are Jake Martyr, CEO of YM Ventures, and Abe Klugman, President of Sales at YM Ventures. Jake, how can people find out more information about this amazing company?
So you can go online. It's ymventures.net, or you can call us anytime, 718-747-9360. Again, 718-747-9360.
We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
To be successful, you need to understand what you do best and do more of it.
One of the gifts I believe that we have as entrepreneurs is to be blue sky visionaries, come up with amazing ideas, yet you're only as good as your execution. I've always had coaches my entire life. Once I got into business, coaching for me was a natural must-have. What I found in the past was most coaching programs were more focused around me earning a certain amount of income or taking a certain amount of time off versus me building a business that has value far beyond me. As soon as I engaged the Covenant Group, I could distinctly see that difference.
Working with the Covenant Group, I've gotten away from being controlling about so many of the facets of our business. It has given the people that are in my organization freedom to be creative, freedom to actually develop better ways to do things. I need a coach to help evaluate those things I'm blind to. If you have a blind spot, you don't see it. Without the coach, the process in and of itself is powerful. But the coach makes it work for a guy like me, and I think, frankly, for most people.
one of the greatest benefits of working with the Covenant Group is helping to identify what is it I do best.
My name is Keith Deming.
I'm Norm Trainer.
And we educate and coach entrepreneurs
to build a high-performance business.
Learn more by visiting www.covenantgroup.com.
If you're installing hardwood or SPC or WPC vinyl flooring, do it with the highest quality products. PC Hardwood Floors, the hardwood flooring leader, has been supplying flooring professionals with the highest quality flooring materials for over 40 years. The knowledgeable team at PC Hardwood Floors will ensure that your materials will arrive at your job site by our own fleet trucks, hassle-free. With 7 locations in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, and next-day delivery, PC Hardwood Floors is the tri-state area's preferred full-service hardwood flooring distributor. Call 866-369-3232 to find out how PC Hardwood Floors can help you find the right hardwood products and finishing supplies for all your flooring projects. For a free consultation, call 866-369-3232. That's 866-369-3232. Or visit us at pchardwoodfloors.com. That's pchardwoodfloors.com.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yisroel Saftless right here on 710 WOR. And my guest are Jake Martyr and Abe Klugman of YM Ventures, and we're talking about products that could get funding for your business. And in fact, I'm going to turn straight to Abe now. Before the break, we were talking about the process of getting a loan, but and Jake earlier in the program shared that you tailor your products, but still you probably have different types of funding that YM Ventures offers, or even at least to plant the seeds in a typical business's mind for the type of products that you offer. Perhaps you can elaborate on that.
Thank you. So sure. We actually have a whole, I call it a menu of loan products, you know, that ourself and a lot of broker shops have to offer.
Mm-hmm.
Some of those products, just to mention a few of them, is SBA 7A loans. You got disaster relief loans. You got merchant financing. You have factoring. You have typical line of credits. There are a couple other type of financing packages for publicly traded firms that we offer. You know, our goal as a funding company is to think out of the box. You know, I like to tell people that banks in general, they have a very unique box that you need to fit into. At YM Ventures or any alternate financing company, the boxes are larger. The ability to get approval, I actually read an article in the Wall Street Journal that said that only 3% of businesses that are applying with, you know, through traditional mm-hmm. sources for financing mm-hmm. are getting approvals. So there's a large, especially with COVID.
97% are being rejected, it doesn't make the cut or whatever.
Yeah, it's just pretty,
And conversely, I read an article recently that 88% of businesses that are applying to non-traditional finance companies such as YM Ventures are getting approved.
Wow. So that's the inverse is true.
Yes.
At that high, almost 90%.
Yes.
Now, if I may, and either one of you can tackle this, I'm sure you're asked the question frequently. What's the advantage of coming to YM Ventures versus trying to go to the SBA directly?
I think if I can jump in just to interject there, I think that in general, when you're dealing with brokers, you're looking for someone that has knowledge. And I'll explain to you why that is so valuable. People think it's just knowledge and sales. You can sell a product. When we're bringing a deal to the table for our client, we ultimately need to sell the funder and the investor as well. So if we have knowledge in multiple different industries, we can come to the investors and sort of come across as someone who understands what they're looking for. So they give us an offer faster and they provide us with better rates. So knowledge is something that we're really focused on at YM Ventures, and we're constantly training ourselves and our team to gain knowledge and experience on different industries and lending rules, et cetera, et cetera. I think that is what ultimately allows YM Ventures to stick out and be different.
Yeah. And I would imagine that the chances of a company getting their funding is so much higher because they have an advocate who understands the process and knows how to get it through.
Yeah.
Just basically what you said.
That's how it works. Yeah.
Absolutely. And it's not just the knowledge. if we approach an investor, because of the volume of business that we do with them, they weigh our words heavily. Right. So if we vouch for a client, say, hey, we know this guy, here's his business, he has all this presence online, he has a website, he does sales, mm-hmm. you know, we can vouch for the guy personally. It ups the person's chances of getting approved significantly that if they would just show up and say, hey, yeah. give me some money, you know.
Jake, before establishing YM Ventures, my understanding is you saw how other loan companies weren't being so straight about the fees.
Right.
Can you discuss kind of what goes on in the industry and how you're set to change that?
Absolutely. So, well, I remember specifically one of the reasons why I left the last company I was at was there was a client of mine that I had been funding for a long time, and I brought him over to this new company and we funded a deal for him. And like on the funding call, which is typical in our industry, they go over all the numbers. The owner of the company spoke very quickly and under his breath and like mumbled something about the fees. And the client called me back the next day and was like, hey, I ended up with a lot less in my bank account than I thought I was getting. And I was like, really? And I asked the owner, and he was like, oh yeah, I went it over with him on the funding call, and apparently he snuck in there something about an extra fee that nobody knew about. Needless to say, I lost that client, which was a great client, and shortly thereafter, I left the company for that specific purpose. So fees are definitely something which I advise all business owners to not only read any materials or contracts that are sent to you, but also personally ask your loan advisor or broker what fees are involved, because there's not just fees from a lender. A lot of brokers typically will charge a fee just for getting the deal done for you as well. So actually at YM Ventures, a lot of times we typically won't even charge a client a fee or we'll charge them something very minimal. For example, there are PPP loans from the government, which we don't charge any fees for. We do it at no cost to our clients. And for something like non-traditional financing, it really depends on the risk. But look, we're here to keep our clients in business and bring them back. So if it means for us making a very small fee, you know, it's worth it for us, because we know we'll keep this guy for, you know, 10 or 20 times coming back to us, as opposed to a one and done mentality.
And Abe, how do you recommend that people are educated properly when they head into the world of getting capital for their business?
So that's a great question. Yitzchak, I honestly think that it is extremely important to have a proper relationship with the broker you're working with. The brokers all know how fees are structured. They know how it works. They know which funder charges what, which investor. You know, everyone has a different criteria, obviously, like Jake mentioned, based on risk. But if you have someone that you can have a proper relationship with, ultimately, they're going to review those contracts for you, and they're going to let you know, hey, you know, this is the fee structure. This is what it's going to cost you. And that's sort of, it's sort of, I always say, it's the famous saying, never assume. You got to review it a few times, look through the contract, don't rush into anything, take your time. And I just wanted to add one thing, if that's okay. So
sure.
I think it's extremely important to mention, people tend to forget that this industry, the value, myself or some of the brokers, the value that sort of allows us to be successful is residual income. So we're not focused necessarily on making that quick buck. It's about the future relationship and the book of business that you can build. People that you take care of and you don't take advantage when it comes to fees, they come back to you.
That's right. So, and they refer you.
Correct. So it's just it's small-minded to, you know, not be transparent with fees.
Now, Jake, you touched on this before, but perhaps you can also tell us a little bit more about what you saw in the industry and what motivated you to set out to correct. Meaning, you're running a successful company here, but it looks like there was really something that got you cooked up and then drove you to correct something that you saw going on in the industry.
Absolutely. You know, besides for that short story I mentioned before, there a few of the companies that I worked at actually had a mentality of, I remember I charged someone, you know, was like a few percent of a fee on a deal, and the owner of the company was like pushing me and making me feel very uncomfortable as to why it was not a lot more, and that really turned me off. And you know, with Abe, you know, he can tell you sometimes Abe will be like, should we, you know, what fees are we charging here? And we'll be like, you know what, let's be easy on the guy. You know, the guy's been with us for a while, no reason to go crazy. You know, let's keep them on board instead of, you know, making a few dollars.
My guest this evening, Jake Martyr, Abe Klugman of YM Ventures. Before we go to a break, how could people find out more about the company?
Absolutely. So you can find us online at ymventures.net. You can also call us at 718-747-9360. Again, 718-747-9360.
We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
We're all in a rush these days. We're running to meetings, to finish a project. When do we have time to educate ourselves? Enter Business Class, the free daily 60-second video clip featuring advice from C-level executives and business giants such as Beth Comstock, Jeffrey Hazlett, Joe Hart, Shep Hyken, and many more. Follow us on Instagram at Business Class Clips. That's at Business Class Clips on Instagram. Or sign up for our WhatsApp daily broadcast by texting sign up to 718-594-6519 on WhatsApp. These free 1 minute or shorter business class video clips cover building trust, finance, leadership, marketing, branding, goal setting, among many other primary business topics. Follow us on Instagram at Business Class Clips. That's at Business Class Clips on Instagram. Or sign up for our WhatsApp daily broadcast by texting sign up to 718-594-6519 on WhatsApp. Again, text sign up on WhatsApp to 718-594-6519 or follow at Business Class Clips on Instagram to receive your free business class every day from celebrity business leaders. Business Class on Instagram or WhatsApp. Get ready to get ahead.
To be successful, you need to understand what you do best and do more of it.
One of the gifts I believe that we have as entrepreneurs is to be blue sky visionaries, come up with amazing ideas, yet you're only as good as your execution. I've always had coaches my entire life. Once I got into business, coaching for me was a natural must-have. What I found in the past was most coaching programs were more focused around me earning a certain amount of income or taking a certain amount of time off versus me building a business that has value far beyond me. As soon as I engaged the Covenant Group, I could distinctly see that difference.
Working with the Covenant Group, I've gotten away from being controlling about so many of the facets of our business. It has given the people that are in my organization freedom to be creative, freedom to actually develop better ways to do things. I need a coach to help evaluate those things I'm blind to. If you have a blind spot, you don't see it. Without the coach, the process in and of itself is powerful. But the coach makes it work for a guy like me, and I think, frankly, for most people.
One of the greatest benefits of working with the Covenant Group is helping to identify what is it I do best.
My name is Keith Deming.
I'm Norm Traynor.
And we educate and coach entrepreneurs
to build a high-performance business.
Learn more by visiting www.covenantgroup.com.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 710 WOR. Tonight's show presented by YM Ventures, and we have none other than the CEO, Jake Martyr, and Abe Klugman, the president of sales at YM Ventures. Thank you so much for joining me here on tonight's edition of Mind Your Business.
Thank you.
Let's talk about corporate culture. I know that that's a favorite topic. Both Jake and Abe could talk about that. First, I'm going to turn to Abe. I know we touched on it at the beginning of the show. You know, tell us, what is it like here in the office at YM Ventures?
So at YM Ventures, we're extremely focused on a corporate culture with a mix of a family-oriented environment.
Nice.
We believe that it is extremely important, and I think in general in any office, it's extremely important to have that level of, you know, corporate environment where, you know, there's accountability, there's efficiency, there's
right.
professionalism.
Things have to get done.
I think it's more than that. I think that if a company revolves around the corporate culture to an extent, mm-hmm. that will ultimately affect the bottom line. Okay, that will allow them to see real
good
results.
Point. It's a very good point. Many bosses don't necessarily see it like that.
They don't. It's a mistake.
But it's a mistake. And I turn to Jake. So Jake, how do you ensure, how did you build such a corporate culture and maintain it?
So as I mentioned before, I've worked for quite a few companies in funding and other industries as well. One of the main reasons why I started YM Ventures was because at the past companies, I always got a feeling of it was each man for his own. You know, everybody celebrated their own victories. And, you know, at the end of the day, when work was done, everybody went off on their own way. And that was it. You know, there was no team feeling. For many people who work here at YM Ventures and in any office, they'll tell you the reason why they stay. It's not even about the huge amount of money that they may make in the beginning or not. It's more about being part of something. You know, we do daily lunches together every day. We play basketball together. In fact, we just took a company weekend with all of our families to Orlando. We rented a house, had a great time together. And it was an amazing, amazing experience. So when you do things like that for your guys and you treat your employees like how you would want to be treated, that makes a huge difference. And people will stick around through thick and thin.
So true. So true. Let's talk about training. Jake, obviously the people on the front lines for your team are the funding advisors. Can you tell us a little bit about the funding advisor team here at YM Ventures?
Absolutely. So a lot of potential employees, when they come to our office, are actually very taken aback at our training program because a lot of companies in our space really don't provide any training at all. It's more like sit down at a desk, here's some leads, go figure it out. You know, and that just doesn't work. People are not going to stick around unless they're just naturals, which not a lot of people are.
Right.
So we have printed materials. We have a guidebook that I put together with basically every question and answer you can think of that you'll come across that goes into depth about all our programs. And in fact, we recently started a vigorous training program, which every employee goes through for at least 4 weeks before they hit the sales floor. Steve Rubin, who runs our business development, he actually sits with them throughout the day answering their questions, making sure they're knowledgeable about all the material. So that way they feel comfortable and it actually makes sense.
So smart. Training, Abe, I'm just going to turn to you. Can you tell us why, from your experiences running the sales team at YM Ventures, why is training so critical for the process?
So sales can be very challenging. There's a lot of rejection. You can come in, make phone calls or, you know, make 300 phone calls and every guy says, I'm sorry, I'm not interested. Right. I'm sorry, I'm not interested. It can be very, very challenging.
Sure.
I think ultimately the key is to give confidence to the brokers. If someone's confident, they know their space, they understand their product. They don't care. Okay, this person doesn't want to take the product. No problem. You know, it's like Jordan Belfort. Is that the fellow's name? Jordan Belfort. He always, you know, when he says how to sell a pen, he always says, you got to find out if they want the pen.
Right.
So ultimately, I focus very strongly on constant training. So the brokers feel confident. When you get on a phone call with someone, you're confident. You know what you're doing. Now, this person may not need the product.
Right.
But you know what you're doing. So training is so important because it constantly keeps you on edge and reminds you, you know, what you have to do to close that deal and make a living.
Now, Jake, staying on the topic of training, does it affect the loan process in any way?
Absolutely. When a broker or anyone on the sales floor in any company is well trained, the deals get done a lot more efficiently, to say the least. And like Abe was saying, it makes them feel better about themselves. You know, if somebody is on the phone and they know their product, they're going to come across in a way that they'll sound better, which makes them feel better about themselves. And ultimately, the bottom line is more deals are going to get funded.
Abe, can you tell us how does training the funding advisors benefit the clients directly?
So I'll give you an example. You know, there are publicly traded companies that require financing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Many people in our space, they don't even have the knowledge of how a warrant works. You know, they don't have the knowledge of how publicly traded firms have rules. You know, they need to adhere to certain policies and rules, and it's a whole different ballgame.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just a little, you know, for example, we'll sit down with our team and we'll train them. So if they get on the phone with a company that's publicly traded, they'll know how to respond to them. And ultimately, that will allow the client not to waste time. Because there are companies that cannot provide a product for them.
Right.
So you have the broker, and he thinks he's getting a deal, and he's going at it. He's oh, I'm going to make commission. It's going to work. And he doesn't even know what he's talking about. So, you know, he just says, oh, he bluffs and bluffs, and, you know, it just doesn't work. So we're very focused on training constantly, because that will allow the client to get the best product available.
Jake, this is a delicate question, because training is key, and employees love to get trained because it makes them definitely much more efficient and effective. Yet at the same time, everyone wants their own space, right, to get the deal done. How do you balance that between overseeing the funding advisors and yet not getting in the way?
So it's a great question, and I actually learned the hard way that when you're, first of all, when you're giving somebody tips or advice, you have to do it in the right way, okay? It can't come across as a criticism. What I've learned is that you always have to start off with positivity when you're telling anybody anything, you know? So instead of saying, hey, that phone call went wrong for this and this reason, you need to start off with the good points. Hey, that was a great job keeping the guy on the phone for 2 minutes or whatever it was. But, you know, what I noticed is you said XYZ. You could have said it in this kind of way, which probably would have translated to a better conversation. And then, you know, the reps are a lot more receptive to changing their way, because if you start off in the wrong way, you know, they're going on the defense, and then it's only downhill from there.
Such a great point. Maybe, Abe, do you want to weigh in on that?
I think what Jake said is something that can be applied to every industry. I know you have listeners from all different industries, and I think that it's extremely important. You know, I remember the first time when I walked through the doors at YM Ventures, I was coming from a large publicly traded company. We were running real estate. I mean, I didn't know specifically, you know, how to get on a phone. I was afraid. The whole concept was foreign to me. And I remember I made a couple mistakes in the beginning. And I remember how Jake said, you know what, let's sit down. He sat down with me and he said, let's review that call. So we call it a role play. You know,
right.
Jake was calling
right.
me.
Which is helpful.
And I was calling him. And we went through each individual aspect. And Jake spent the time. And every owner of a company or training manager should spend the time to explain why what they did, why what the broker did or the rep did not translate to a sale, or did not translate to getting interest from the client. And that's something that Jake did. And I utilize that training that I got from Jake to give over to my team that works under me. And, you know, that's
amazing. And, you know, and it's so true. It's so true. And Shalom Bias, whatever, in any aspect of life, as Jake and Abe mentioned, if you give over the critique, imagine, you know, your wife comes out and the chalent is burned. You know, every week it's, well, you don't want to say it. You got to think of the right way to do it. Say, you know, it's, you put so much effort into it. It's really,
well,
the food was great.
Get the results.
Food was great, but it would have been a little better if it wasn't so burnt.
Or you say, hey, you know, we'll sign you up for a cooking class.
We don't want to get into trouble. Hey, you're going to get into trouble here, you know, with this show. Tens of thousands of listeners. Anyways, before we go to a commercial break, tonight's show presented by YM Ventures. Jake, how could people find out more about, and when they need to get, you know, their next deal done? And we know how there's going to be people listening to the show that are like, you know what, in a few months from now, I want to expand, I want to move, I want to, I need more capital, I want to take on additional people on my team, or whatever the circumstances are. How could they get more information about YM Ventures?
You can go to our website, ymventures.net. You can learn more about the different programs we offer on our website. You can also email us at info@ymventures.net, or you can feel free to call us anytime, 718-747-9360. Again, 718-747-9360.
Amazing. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Finally, a payroll service that does things your way. At Brands Paycheck, you're not a number, you're a partner. Brands Paycheck's personalized payroll solutions ensure that your business receives your financial information the way you want it. From complete payroll services and time tracking to benefits administration and HR solutions, Brands Paycheck helps streamline your business's payroll process and maximize productivity. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation. Brands Paycheck services a wide range of industries nationwide, including hospitality, transportation, B2B, B2C, nonprofit, finance, retail, healthcare, real estate, and more. Learn why companies nationwide rely on Brands Paycheck. call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation today or visit online at BrandsPaycheck.com. That's BrandsPaycheck.com.
We're all in a rush these days. We're running to meetings to finish a project. When do we have time to educate ourselves? Enter Business Class, the free daily 60-second video clip featuring advice from C-level executives and business giants such as Beth Comstock, Jeffrey Hazlett, Joe Hart, Shep Hyken, and many more. Follow us on Instagram at Business Class Clips. That's at Business Class Clips on Instagram. Or sign up for our WhatsApp daily broadcast by texting sign up to 718-594-6519 on WhatsApp. These free 1 minute or shorter business class video clips cover building trust, finance, leadership, marketing, branding, goal setting, among many other primary business topics. Follow us on Instagram at Business Class Clips. That's at Business Class Clips on Instagram. Or sign up for our WhatsApp daily broadcast by texting sign up to 718-594-6519 on WhatsApp. Again, text sign up on WhatsApp to 718-594-6519 or follow at Business Class Clips on Instagram to receive your free business class every day from celebrity business leaders. Business Class on Instagram or WhatsApp. Get ready to get ahead.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saftless right here on 710 WOR and the iHeartRadio Network. Tonight's show presented by YM Ventures, and I have none other than the CEO, Jake Martyr, and head of sales, right? Abe Klugman here joining me here. In case you're just tuning in, no worries. By Tuesday morning, this entire episode will be up on all the popular podcasting channels, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, you name it. We're on TuneIn. We're on all the popular channels, and it will be available. In addition, by the end of the week, this episode will go up on YouTube. So therefore, when you subscribe, you will automatically be notified. So subscribe today to our YouTube channel, 710WOR, Mind Your Business on YouTube, and you will automatically be notified every time a new episode goes up. Thank you, Jabe. Thank you, Jake. Thank you, Abe. Try to merge that there, but it didn't work. So I'm first going to turn to Jake. Jake, a common practice in the industry, or I mean, this, you know, many people don't realize this, is that there's some companies that actually, I don't know if it's a mistake or on purpose, I'll let you elaborate, that they keep on drawing money even after the loan is repaid. I mean, is this legal? Do people know about this? How can they avoid it? Perhaps you can elaborate on this.
Absolutely. So what a lot of clients don't realize is that the way our lenders get paid back is a ACH draw from the client's bank account. So while the payment may come out of the account today, it won't clear into the lender's bank account until 3 or 4 days later. So they'll continue to draw until the full amount is repaid. So very common this happens where a client will call us, hey, you guys took an extra payment or two, and we explain that that's just the way the ACH system works, and you'll get that money back that we overdrew within a few business days. However, you do need to be wary of this because from personal experience, I know of a few companies that deliberately continue to draw well after the loan is paid off. So what I would advise any business owner is don't just assume. Keep a ledger of all your payments. I personally recommend something like QuickBooks, where you can link your bank account. It actually automatically categorizes all your transactions so you can see, hey, I've paid up my loan, and you can be on top of the payments to make sure that it's not overdrawn. And you know, one of the advantages of working with a broker like YM Ventures is that your broker will actually be there to assist you with that. If any payments you're unsure of or you feel like were taken wrongly, your broker will fight on your behalf to make sure that you get those payments back.
YM Ventures has the flexibility to be creative with funding that other brokers are not able to. And we discussed this earlier in the show. However, what we didn't discuss is, Jake, you know, what's your secret? And, you know, when is it most useful? And does it, I'm going to ask the obvious question, does it even spur on the retention aspect for, that people come back to the firm for additional loans?
So, yes, look, I would say our secret is because of really the partners that we have the ability to structure funding in a very out-of-the-box kind of way. For example, we had a client that called us a few weeks ago. They have a home staging company in California. They needed a quick $13,000 for a project, but they also had a long-term need for working capital to eliminate some debt. So we actually funded them $13,000 in one business day and got them approved for a SBA funding of $150,000 on a 30-year note at a little over 3% a short while later. And we actually structured the initial loan with an early payoff option to give them a significant discount when they paid off the initial loan. So, you know, it's like our clients really appreciate that they can deal with a company that gets creative and understands their needs. In fact, we have a client, I believe it's Abe's client, that we just funded for the 20th time in the past 2 years. Yes. And we have quite a few of those like that. And there's a fracking company that we started off funding at $250,000, and we recently just gave them a loan for a little over $1.3 million. So it gives us great satisfaction to see these clients coming back and growing their businesses. And the reason why they do that is because we can be very flexible and creative, unlike just walking into your local financial institution.
By the way, before I get to my next question, is there a particular sweet spot, like, you know, between, let's say, $50,000 and $500,000, is there a particular sweet spot that people should be reaching out to YM Ventures for capital that they need?
Yeah, so we really like to focus on the small to mid-sized businesses. You know, the Fortune 500 companies usually have their contacts at the local bank.
Right, of course.
So we're more like the local mom-and-pop stores, but that doesn't mean that, you know, you have to be doing a specific amount. But I would say our sweet spot is businesses that are averaging anywhere between $30,000 to $50,000 a month in deposits on average, although we have worked with less in the past and built them up. We also like to see, you know, an established business. We don't really work with startups. So I would say at minimum, you know, 3 to 6 months with your doors open is going to be needed.
And that's very quick.
That is very
quick, you know,
I
mean,
yes.
For a bank, it's got to be 3 to 6 years.
Absolutely.
And 3 to 6 months, wow.
For sure. And we're also very flexible on credit. You know, like at most financial institutions, you have to be at usually 650, 700. Yeah. You know, we funded clients, you know, that were even under 500, but they had strong cash flow and the numbers to prove it. So,
Abe, here's an interesting question. I hope I'm not going to put you on the spot with this one. You know, there is out there, there apparently is a negative stigma that surrounds the non-traditional financing industry. Is it fair that there is this stigma, and where does it emanate from?
Yitzchak, I'm happy you asked that question.
And I'm happy you told me at the outset to ask me anything. So, you know, okay, I'm taking up your offer, you know.
I'm happy you asked that question. So let me elaborate on that. I actually feel that it is literally a very unfortunate that people think and label the, call it secondary finance arena, with that negative label. I think it's literally an injustice. I think it's not fair to the industry. And I want to give some examples.
Please.
To show you, you know, sure, certain companies. I can't mention those names, obviously.
Right. Everything confidential, of course.
Yep. But companies that we've worked with, that we've helped them, you know, through our program, although it was alternate financing and the rates were a bit higher, we had the ability to help them scale. So we have a client that we do some business with. They service the oil industry. They called us up. They said, you know, we're looking for immediate financing. We looked at their documents. We underwrote it. And we saw they're doing around $34 million in business a year.
Okay.
That's a nice number. So we said, oh, sure. Okay, so why would you guys need us for financing? You don't have the banks, you know, the regular source. Their response was simple. We have a line of credit out with Bank of America. Now, Bank of America has something called a UCC lien on, it's called a blanket lien they have on our business. So we can't get additional financing through the regular source because they we need to get financing without liens, right, which means unsecured. Yeah. All right. So they had Exxon, Chevron, U.S. Wells, and some of the largest companies willing to give them millions of dollars of business. All they needed was to deal with the immediate liquidity issue that they had. They needed cash. They needed to move fast.
Right.
And currently, we've been working with them for over 2 years. And right now, their revenue flow annually is over $48 million. So they didn't have to look elsewhere. And that's an example. And I want to say this to all your listeners, to everyone listening to your show. That's an example of secondary financing actually helping a business grow.
And the major business, I mean, they're doing almost $50 million annually.
These are big players.
And their clients are Fortune 500 companies.
Their clients are publicly traded firms, right, some of the largest companies.
By default, you would say, okay, they for sure have some banking arrangement that will solve everything for them.
No.
Not necessarily.
No, and I'd like to share a story.
Yeah, please.
My grandmother, you know, she should live to 120.
Amen.
She is currently 94. Thank
that's
God.
Great. That
she went through the Holocaust. And when she came to the United States, she said the biggest gift that the United States gave her as an individual who, you know, she made a living, she bought property over the years, she lived in Brooklyn. The biggest gift that the United States gave her was the ability to borrow money. There are currently countries, for example, Argentina, that doesn't have the regular mortgage structure. You know, we have people purchasing properties every day.
Right.
How can a person buy a house?
Right.
It can take them 20 years.
That's right. More.
However, you have a mortgage, and that allows you to, you get equity, and that allows you to grow. So my grandmother always said, she says, Abe, when I went into the industry, she said, you are literally gifting other people. Because the mom and pop store cannot become a large company without the financing.
That's right.
So those are just some examples.
Right. It's something we take for granted, but it's a great perspective from someone like your grandmother who saw that came with nothing.
She came with nothing. It's just, and I'd like to add one additional thing. I think it's really, really important that people remember, you sweat. You own a business, you're working hard, you hustle. Jake can attest to that. You know, it's not easy to open up a business. And you don't want to give up equity. Why would you want to give up equity? So sometimes people say, oh, the rate is too high. Oh, it's a short term. But ultimately, think about it. You're purchasing, for example, if you have machinery and you're purchasing machinery for $2 million and then your revenue goes up by another $1 million. So for a short period of time, you're making payments. Yeah, you're paying a high interest. But if you can structure it the right way, you don't need to give up equity and you own the company for the next hundreds of years. So you can ultimately really make a lot of money off that. So it's just, I think it's small-minded that people say, oh, all these negative things, you know, about the industry.
Well, you answered it well. You answered it well, Abe. As we're getting close to the close of the show, we have this new feature now that we're on 710 WOR where each guest shares in under 60 seconds, a quick thought based on either both your initials or just one of your initials, okay? First, I'm going to turn it to Jake. Jake Marner, JM, your pick and your take.
Well, for me, I'm going to go with the M, which is mindfulness. And actually, my wife recently bought me a calendar which has these daily tips on it for happiness. Okay. And I saw a great quote in there that I wanted to share with you. And it says, so many of us live our lives as if the secret purpose is to somehow get everything done. We stay up late, we get up early, we avoid having fun, and we keep our loved ones waiting. And after we finish our to-do list, there's always a new one that's going to take its place. So for me as a business owner, and I'm sure all business owners out there, you know, we took the risks to start their companies and my company for a specific reason, whether it's flexibility, whether it's security, financial freedom. Don't lose track of your ultimate goal. Be mindful of what your purpose was, why you started your company, and don't lose track by the day-to-day stresses.
Special. Special. Abe Klugman, A.K. both.
We'll start with the A. A, you know, a person in my position as president of sales, A is about always be closing. I think it's extremely important that people in the sales industry in general, we all share the same challenges of getting rejection, of having a challenging time, sometimes a few weeks where no sales, it's hard. You know, we're commission-based, and I think A stands for always be closing. Focus on closing, don't focus on the negativity, keep pushing forward, and you'll succeed. And K,
ready?
This is not related to business.
All right.
I'm just a big foodie. K stands for kugel.
Hey!
My favorite food.
Wait, which type of kugel? We're talking potato
kugel. You overnight it's delicious.
All right. All right, folks, you want to get your deal done, YM Ventures. You want to get done really fast, just, you know, air over that kugel.
Send Abe the kugel.
As we approach the close on this amazing interview, I'm going to ask for a final thought from each of you. But before we do, perhaps you could just share the website, the phone number. How can people get in touch with YM Ventures for their next, you know, when they need capital?
So go to our website. It's ymventures.net. You can learn more about the programs we offer. You can also email us info@ymventures.net and call us anytime at 718-747-9360, 718-747-9360.
Jake, any final closing thoughts for tonight's amazing show?
So first of all, thank you, Yitzchak, for the interview.
Great show.
You brought out the best in all of us.
Yeah, thank you.
And my final thoughts are that whoever you are, whether you're a business owner, whether you're on the sales floor, don't give up. I personally worked for many companies and I faced a lot of rejection, but I had a dream. I had a vision of creating something. And there were a few times after I started my company where I actually cleaned house and I started over from the beginning again. And you know what? I learned that that was okay to do. So if you turn your failures into a learning experience, they're not failures. It's really just prepping for the real deal.
Great. And Abe, final closing thought.
Again, thank you, Yitzchak. I think your show is pretty awesome.
Thank you.
So thank you for having us.
It makes it, by the way, having great guests just make it so rewarding.
Thank you.
So,
yes. The feelings are mutual. I think it's very important in today's environment. You know, we have COVID-19 ravaging the country. Yeah. We're living in challenging times, you know, political unrest. It's just not, it's just the unknown is, it can cause a lot of tension. So just imagine a salesman who doesn't know where his paycheck's going to come from, plus everything that's going around. It can be very challenging. My message to everyone is you need to believe in God.
That's right.
Believe in God, and that will calm you down. So now it's in a higher power. It's not, I mean, it's up to you. You got to put in the work, but believe in God. And my my message is to salespeople, never give up, keep going at it, and you will succeed. Thank you, Yitzchak.
Thank you.
What an amazing show presented by YM Ventures. Well, this wraps up a great edition of Mind Your Business. Tune in again next Sunday night for another great edition of Mind Your Business here on 710 WOR and the IR Radio Network. Have a successful week.
710 WOR and the iHeartRadio Network present Mind Your Business, hosted by the president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis. Founded in 1992, Bottom Line Marketing Group is a strategic, creative, and execution-driven marketing agency, helping businesses by clarifying and promoting their vision, mission, and purpose to support its lead generation and customer retention initiatives to gain market share in their industry. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday evening at 10 p.m. for this intriguing radio show as Yitzhak interviews Fortune 500 executives, business leaders, and marketing gurus from a wide variety of business industries. Now, Yitzhak and his guests offer their knowledge and expertise to help you be successful every Sunday night on Mind Your Business.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.